Okay, let's get back to Cheryl's letter. My twin has had one surgery where 3 feet of her terminal ileum was removed. My youngest sister has had 4 surgeries and is minus her entire colon and a portion of her small bowel. But both of my sisters are doing fairly well. I am writing to ask you if you have statistics regarding the success of the specific carbohydrate diet for people who have a large portion of their bowel missing. I very much wish to try the diet. I believe I have had just about every treatment available. Now, this part made me ill. Recently, my twin and I contacted the University of Pittsburgh about the possibility of us undergoing a partial small bowel transplant. We asked them to remove 3 feet of bowel from her and add it to mine. Transplants are finally being performed, with 5 having succeeded. Baloney. I knew 2 of them that had been done at the University of Ontario, and I don't want to go into details of what happened to these people before they died. 5 having succeeded. However, no partial transplants have been performed. Rather than jump into this, the doctors there suggested yet another miracle medication, always assuring me, of course, that because I have such a severe case, I am a perfect candidate. I would appreciate any advice, encouragement, discouragement, etc. from you. The book fascinates me. I can only hope that I have at last found an end to my pain and suffering. This was July 10th, 1994. I tried to put it out of my mind. It was sad. July 10th, October 17th, July, September, October, 2 months later, I received this letter from Cheryl. I wrote to you earlier this year and received a warm letter in return. To freshen your memory, then she went over her case. I decided to try your diet. I have been on the specific carbohydrate diet since September 1st, 1994. I have never felt better in my life. 4 feet of small intestine left. My weight is up and stable at last. I can exercise again. I warned her about that. She was weightlifting, and she had these 8 surgeries where they sew together parts of the intestine, and every so often she'd have an episode of blood. Well, what in the heck is happening there at the seam? So I said, please swim, do other exercises, but do not weightlift. My weight is up and stable at last. I can exercise again, having no pain, and feel in general like a new person. My twin sister is also on the diet. I have told everyone who will listen about the diet. I recently ordered a new edition of your book. I'm enclosing a letter I wrote to a columnist regarding a letter she received from a reader. I want to tell the whole world what happens as you read these nutrition columns in the newspapers. And most of these people have been trained to a point, but they don't know very much about digestion and the interaction of food with a disease such as inflammatory bowel disease. So someone had written a letter in a health magazine telling people to eat the standard American diet with the pyramid, the grains. And she wrote back and said, this is not the right diet. And of course, many of the people who get well do this. They go on a crusade of their own in their own town or wherever, trying to educate people about the proper way to eat when you're having an intestinal problem. Well, I still keep in touch with Cheryl. In fact, I got a Christmas card from her, and she's starting law school. And she's doing well, and she stopped lifting weights, and she stopped bleeding. And that's about, I can go further and read more testimonial letters, but I'd rather open this session now to questions. Lady in the front.
Are these muffins that you make out of nuts, is that equivalent to a full protein?
The muffins have eggs in them. And what do you mean by equivalent? The muffins themselves have eggs in them. I think the muffins would be considered to be a complete diet between you and me because we use almond now, and they're very high in the good fats. The linoleic acid, but you say complete protein and nuts. No vegetable food has a complete protein. So when you put, three eggs for...
3 eggs would make it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, all animal proteins are full proteins. They have the 8 or 9 essential amino acids. So it would be, absolutely. And the diet is loaded with protein. We use all kinds of meat. And eggs, and what else has a lot? It has a lot of protein in it, and it has all the other vegetables that I didn't mention. I mean, here at Thanksgiving, I didn't tell you. Is anybody here, by the way, from our listserv? And I'll tell you what a listserv is. Anyone here from our listserv? Nobody. We have 478 people who are on something called a listserv. And that means, do you know what it is? It's on the internet. some woman whose letter I was going to read you in a minute, Rachel Turrett, got well after 10 years of ulcerative colitis, and because she liked the computer, started this listserv whereby she has arranged that every one of us, and I'm on there usually 3 times a day for a half hour or so, if we join, doesn't cost anything to join, and we have a question, we're on the diet, you write in, may I have commercial mayonnaise? And then, of course, you'll get 450 answers saying, in the book, you can see where you have to make your own mayonnaise. But there are many more things discussed. We have the latest research reports on there. We have 2 doctors who have their own children, both of them certified gastroenterologists. We're slowly accumulating a list of not only holistic doctors and other health practitioners, but mainstream physicians. So the list keeps growing. And one of these days, I may not be around to see it, but we're going to change the world.
Can you give us the website?
Yes, I can. Okay, the main web, this is an email that I'm talking about, but if you go to and it's in my book, by the way, www.sscdiet.org. Okay, you want me to repeat it? www.sscdiet, all one word, for those of you who use a computer, you know you don't leave spaces, .org. And they will give you, on that very easy to use, it will take you months if you go through the whole thing. There's so much information and recipes by the hundreds, and there are 2 recipe books that are out. I don't have them with me because someone else publishes them. But you will have links to the listserv. The listserv address is, if you want to get on it, you would go to scd-list, L-I-S-T, at longisland.com, Long Island being one word, and that's where Rachel Turrett lives. I think I'll read Rachel's letter to you right now, because she was so she wanted to give back. She wanted to do something, and I think it's a very good letter. Another place, if you want to see the book and about 45 testimonies, I think out of the 45, one was negative, is Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com. Look for a book and type in Breaking the Vicious Cycle, and they're going to bring the price up and delivery time. And you click again, and then the 45 testimonials will come up along with its rating. And last time I checked, we had 5 stars, which you can't get any higher.
Your diet works for lupus and candidiasis.
Well, the candida thing is such a mix-up at this point. Because in my book, I refer to microbes. And microbes are bacteria and yeast. Okay? The doctor who brought the candidiasis problem was Dr. Orion Truss. And he should have won a Nobel Prize for it. His original book was called The Missing Diagnosis. It was written... He's an immunologist down south in the USA. It was written for the layperson, and it was written mainly for women who were having premenstrual syndromes and who were so nervous with all the stress a woman runs into raising a family and all that. And he showed this trembling woman on the cover, and then he gets into his candidiasis thing. Now, he does not give a diet in his book. He just said that his most severe cases were cured by an all-meat diet. And for the people who have my book, I have his name and address in the chapter called The Brain Connection. There's a chapter in my book called The Brain Connection. Dr. Ryan Truss. Well, what happened after that was sad. Opportunistic doctors grabbed this candidiasis thing and perverted it completely. And from now, there must be 20 candidiasis diets out there, and it's very, very confusing. I mean, everybody is different. It's true, not everybody can eat everything that I tell them they can eat in my diet. But they soon find out, if they're very, very sick, and my daughter was, and she could eat everything, but they find out that the muffins, if they have more than one a day, will bother them. But these people are going crazy with candidiasis. They go from one doctor to another. Is this true or not? They go from one doctor to another. None of them have studied any of this. None of them. And I think if you have candidiasis and you haven't been on the kind of diet that I have that stresses the the kinds of carbohydrates, because there are plenty of carbohydrates in this diet. You eat an apple, baked apple at first, and then raw apple. You are getting grams of carbohydrate. Eat bananas. Some of our kids and people who have to gain weight are eating 3 bananas a day. You have carbohydrates in squash, not heavy starch carbohydrates. So you're getting plenty of carbos. But you may not have tried this approach. And you might want to look at the book, because many people with candidiasis are doing well on it. Well, lupus, I had the one case to my knowledge, which I read you from the Kleinberg. Like, I would get, what's the big deal here? Come on, what's the big deal? You buy a book with the GST, it's $20. You go on a diet, which in Toronto, there's nothing you can't get. And I give you the addresses and telephone numbers. And for 3 weeks, you spend another hour in the kitchen. And you keep a record. There's no big deal. You know, you're not left with a bill for $2,000 for all kinds of tests. If it doesn't work, then go spend your $2,000. But I think you should give it a chance, okay? Yes, right. Now, the next question came from over here.
If you're allergic to a food, is it over like cheese?
That's a very good question, because you have had tests, have you not? And these tests are not valid. These tests are not valid. When my little girl was dying before we found Dr. Haas, and I was desperately looking for answers, I took her to the author of the most popular book on allergy. He was on Fifth Avenue. And she was too sick to do all the patch tests and things that they did in those days. I know they do the ELISA tests now. So he took some blood from her, and we had to pay for a donor. And the donor was tested after her blood was infused into a certain part of her body. He gave me a list this long, and I used to go to the A&P or the ShopRite or someplace, and I'd stand there crying. There was nothing I could feed this child. She could have turkey, but not chicken. She could have white pepper, but not black pepper. And she was not getting better. When I found Dr. Haas and the specific carbohydrate diet, every single food that he had found her allergic to, she ate and got well on. I'm warning you. If you ever have an anaphylactic reaction, which is the most severe allergic reaction you can have from peanuts or something, never touch them. If Mrs. Gottschall says you can eat them, you tell Mrs. Gottschall where to go. But for this other business with all this testing, if you are eating grains and rice, as most of you are when you have the test, you are not going to get valid results. Yes?
In your book, you comment that you should follow the diet of fanatical.
Yes.
I have tried this several years ago, and I've tried the diet.
For what condition?
Irritable bowel.
So that's periods of constipation, periods of diarrhea.
More constipation, but a lot of gas.
Yes, yes.
And I've tried it, and it's a difficult diet. I found it very difficult to stay on. Does it have to become a way of life?
Well, you know, again, you have an internet, a computer, you get on my website, because this is a very commonly asked question. I said fanatic, because there's no fooling around here. Dr. Haas had a patient with celiac. Most of his patients got well in a year or two on this diet. He had one whose grandmother had a candy store, and each time the kid went, love was shown. The child was still not completely well after 5 years. I wish I knew exactly why even tiny bits of things. And it's hard. You're going to make mistakes, and that's what we're handling on the net. One girl wrote in, she said, I've been trying so hard, now I find out that the something I was buying is illegal. So we all wrote back and said, that's what we all do. We have to make some mistakes. You've got plenty of time. Just eliminate it now. And then other people wrote in and said, yes, I made the same mistake. They were buying a certain kind of cheese, and I have all the cheeses listed. But the point is, there is a dry curd cottage cheese that is made by Western Dairies down here.
M&M is the better one.
Well, I don't know about M&M, but is it a dry curd?
Yes, dry curd.
Well, I'm going to look into that. Thank you very much for telling me. But when I moved to Canada, I still cook on this diet. It's not that my husband and I only eat these foods. We occasionally sneak something else. But my cooking, when company comes, no matter what, is always the SCD. And on Thanksgiving, people on the list, as I said, there are 470, were all sending in Thanksgiving menus. They were wonderful. They're gourmet cooks, most of them. And it's funny how a gourmet cook who wouldn't mind spending $25 on an Italian cookbook and spending 3 hours in the kitchen making something will resent spending the same amount of time cooking to get well. Some of them do, and then but not all. Some of them are so terribly happy they're getting well. Yes?
I have your book, and I'm thinking of trying the diet.
Oh, you
find is that there's so much eggs and dairy products and lactose deficient.
Well, the book has no lactose in it, darling. I mean, that's the whole point. If we were having a lecture, you'd see that when we make our yogurt or when cultured cheese is made, lactose is all gone. No lactose. And again, you're talking about you can't eat eggs? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, again, how did you find that out? While you were still eating rice? While you were still eating bread? While you were still eating this? Well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I mean, what am I going to do? You're not the only one. It hit me the same way, but I had a dying child. And there was no other choice. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful. When I was at university, and I know you're going to pin martyr across me now, I had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and study from 3 to 6 and cook from 6 to 8 and then go to school. You do it, especially with a child. Maybe you don't take care of yourself as well, but with a child you do. Okay.
Then you have chestnuts?
If they're boiled first, then you roast them. And believe me, plenty of work went into that. Boil them first, get them soft, drain them, and then roast them. You can take the skins off if you want. But you don't take the chestnut and roast it and eat it that way. There are reasons for that. Yes?
Hi, I'm actually from England, and back there, they don't seem to have very much information to hand. What I want to do is, whilst I'm here, is actually get to see a doctor that could help me with my lowering of the medication when I start your book, which I only got this week, so I haven't read very much.
Okay. You need a doctor? Well, Dr. Zoltan Rona is speaking here today. Dr. Zoltan Rona is quite good. Okay. Well, I think you're at the right place. I think if you go to Julia Woodford, who organized this whole conference, she'll give you the names of some doctors. And I'll tell you what else. Are you on the internet at all?
Yes.
Well, then please go to that website, and we have doctors listed there.
Is your name and address in here?
At the back of the book, where you want to order more books, it says Kirkton Press. That's my address.
Is there another book that you can suggest either yourself or somebody else wrote that I can actually understand the system of actual food going down through the body and
Well, just go to the library and get a book on biology and look in the digestion chapter, okay? Because it's very simple. I mean, I could tell you in 5 minutes what it's all about, but I don't want to take the time right now.
It's explained in your book.
I think it's explained pretty well in the book. Have you read the book yet?
I've only just got it off my
desk. Okay, it's explained pretty well. In fact, it's explaining it on the cellular level, which no books do. It's pretty clear, pretty clear. You've been waiting a long time, yes?
I've been sort of diagnosed with Crohn's disease, supposedly. I've seen GI specialists and surgeons. I've had two surgeries, and I have sort of escaped two surgeries. One of them because the surgeon withdrew from my case, and the other one I just didn't want to go through it. I go to the GI specialist, he said it's not a medical matter, it's a surgical matter. I go to the surgeon, he says it's a medical matter, not a surgical matter. I'm just looking for a doctor that actually believes in your diet because I do.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Get the address from the internet. Like, how can I get it? Because, like, the last GI specialist I saw said it's a fistula, you have to go.
I want to tell you something. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has doctors here who have had patients after patients cured, and they aren't telling you. So you go to my internet and find the doctors that we have in this area, because what is going on is, to me, criminal. They have had hundreds, among them all the GI specialists, hundreds who have been made well by this diet for Crohn's disease. Get the book, and you don't need a doctor to supervise you in a subject he doesn't know anything about anyhow. Stay on the medicine. You'll know when to get off. You'll know when to get off. Yes, the young lady there on the aisle. Yeah.
I found a dairy in a Tocco. It's called the MC Dairy. And they
Is that the one? Okay, let me write it down.
I called up the owner. I think it's German origin or something. I called up the anyone, and he told me they never put the whey back or any liquid back, and the best for them, they put it back.
And the,
so I tried that, and it didn't work with me, and the MC version.
MC Dairy, and they're in Etobicoke?
North Queen.
North Queen.
It's very close to Sherwood.
Well, I'm going to check with them, and when we all decide, there are a lot of Torontonians who are on this diet, and we're on the internet together, and I know one girl who lives in North York, I'm going to have her check, and we'll put that on the website. We add, as soon as we find a place in Maine or Vermont that handles something, we only have a couple products that are difficult to get, and in fact, if the cheese weren't so expensive, there is an internet site for it, but it costs so much to send it because it has to be kept chilled, of course.
They ferment all the yogurt and kefir and sour cream for 48 hours.
Yes, but do they add milk solids at the beginning?
No, they don't.
They don't. Okay. Well, if you've checked into it all and you're doing well, are you on the diet?
Yes, I just started.
You just, how long ago?
Just about a week ago.
Okay. By the end of 3 weeks, you'll know what's going on here. For Crohn's or ulcerative colitis?
It's irritable bowel.
Irritable bowel. It's all, you know, the same family, unfortunately.
Also, if their kefir is fermented for 48 hours, is that okay?
Well, I don't know. I know kefir produces alcohol instead of lactic acid, and I don't have too much experience with kefir. Do they ferment it for
48 hours?
Isn't that interesting? I'm sure there's no lactose left. Is it the kefir in little beads that you have to strain out the way the Belgian? Okay, the Belgian people and Dutch people. It has little beads.
I think it has yeast in it.
Oh, it has yeast in it.
I think so because I read it.
Well, I don't know about that then, but I want to tell you something. The best darn dairy that I have ever had anything to do with is right here in Toronto called Western Dairy. I would not tell somebody who is on the diet to use their sour cream, but it's the closest thing that I've ever found to a good sour cream. And my no-frills store in Coburg stopped handling it because all these sophisticated people who are listening to the Heart and Stroke Foundation are going to the low-fat one, which is full of starch, full of water, and they have to stop handling Western Dairies, which is so luscious. It's so thick you can cut it with a spoon because it's too high in fat, and people wouldn't buy it. So you see, the good guys are having a hard time. Any other questions? Yes, you.
Is there a connection between celiac and MS?
I don't know. Well, the only connection that I can think of is rather obvious. Celiacs do not absorb nutrients. And they don't, you know, you can't, especially B12, which has been very much involved with the development of MS. So there is a connection because celiacs, as you see, most of the children that have it, they're skinny, they're like sticks, and they have a big belly full of edema. And they're not absorbing anything. And so if somebody who's been a celiac for years on this stupid gluten-free diet, and they tell you you have to be on it the rest of your life, they should try this, because this is the original celiac diet. And I have a whole history that you can, maybe 50 references that you can look up at the library, the microfiche of the New York Times in 1950. All these things you can prove are true. Yes?
Do you need to take a digestive?
If you feel that it's necessary, many celiacs, for example, find that they have to take a lipase, that no matter, even if they get better on the diet, they still know that they're not digesting all their fat, so they take a lipase. Okay?
Yeah. Even the organic grains, do you can take them? Grains like rice or oats?
No grains! No, don't beg me! No, 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 no! Yes? Well, here was a girl who had 8 incisions, cuts. They had taken out part of the small intestine and sewed the other 2 parts together. And, you know, it's stitches. So here's this girl who's had this disease for years and doing very well on the diet, but every so often she would have to go to the hospital because she was bleeding, and it wasn't her condition. And when I realized she was lifting weight, I mean, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know.
It's exercise.
That's okay. Yes.
Do you use psyllium?
No, I don't use the husks, no. You know what's very good? The prune nectar put out by Welch's, not the juice, the nectar. The prune nectar mixed half and half with Tropicana orange juice. But stay near the bathroom when you use it. Yes?
I haven't read your high cholesterol
problem. My dear, you have been manipulated by the food industry, and the hospitals, the universities are pulling the money in from all the food companies and all the pharmaceuticals, and it's a scam. It is a scam. Half of the people who have heart attacks have low cholesterol. Half of them have high cholesterol. I mean, it's ridiculous. There have been books, wonderful books written about that scam. I guess this is the end, isn't it?
Yes,
okay. I'll be up at the Vitality booth.